Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Natavius.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's okay.
It's going okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm here. Jaquita's here also. She's joining us today. But I just wanted to go over those three calls. What exactly was going on, do you think?
I don't know. There was only like 30-second calls.
Yeah, so they came across in the in the disconnect report. Excuse me. Pretty much any time that there's a disconnect as far as when an agent disconnects the line before a customer does, it shows up in our report. And these three, showed that you had disconnected the line on the customer. I checked in Teams and I didn't see any kind of IT issues or anything like that. What exactly do you think is going on?
Okay, so this means I disconnected the call?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I don't know about disconnecting calls. I've disconnected calls before, but I'm not gonna say I disconnected calls on them, because in those calls it sounded like I was in the middle of talking.
Right. Yeah. And so, So I actually pulled up the disconnect report for these calls. That logs any disconnects, transfers, things like that, and it shows that on these three calls that you disconnected the line first.
Okay, I don't think I did, because in the calls to me it sounded like I was talking, but I can't argue with your system.
Right, and because the last, let me see, I think it was back in December. Yeah, because you had the a similar issue back in December, where you were, disconnecting the call. Some of them weren't opened. Others, were opened, and then the customer started to talk, and then they were disconnected on. All right, hold on just a second. I'm trying to get this pulled up. All right, almost done. Sorry about that. Okay. All right, so, you had similar issues, back last month, and you were given the written warning for that. you know, now, you know, we're having the same issue here. So I'm not, you know, I'm not sure what else, you know, what else that we could do. You know, it is in the system as the next step, which unfortunately would be a 2-day suspension. Then you would also have to return in house.
Oh, okay. So that means I'm suspended for 2 days, and when I do come back, I have to come inside the building.
Right. Yeah. So you would be suspended Thursday and Friday, because I think you're. Let me see. I just had your schedule here. Yeah. So it would be Thursday and Friday. You'd be suspended, and then you would come back Monday the 8th. You would bring all your laptop and equipment, everything, back to the building, and we'll, you know, find you a desk or somewhere in here, and you'll just work in house.
Okay, that's fine. I can do that.
All right. Do you have any questions about anything or?
No. Do you work Mondays and Tuesdays?
Let me see. Yes, I'll be here. Yeah, because this is my start of my new schedule, so I'll be here Monday through Thursday. You know, noon to 9, somewhere around there.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, and so I'm gonna get it submitted. So again, you know, you remember how to log in and everything, right? To the disciplinary system.
Uh huh. Yeah.
All right, yeah, so you have the option to either, you know, sign or refuse to sign, just meaning that, you know, you don't agree with it. You can always leave comments in there as well. But, you know, when you get a chance, you know, go in there and see if you can do it. But if there's nothing else, I look forward to seeing you come Monday, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right, thank you. I'll see you Monday.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
All right, bye.